Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show. This is your host, Deanna Durrell, intuitive healer, master teacher, and coach. And I'm so excited for today's show. We're going to be talking about angel mantras to releasing blocks to manifesting. And if you are just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. The number to call in and talk to me live is 657-383-1696. And to raise your hand, all you have to do is just press 1 on your phone, and you can get in the line to ask me a question, to get some laser coaching with the angels tonight. And let's go ahead and begin. So we've got a short show today, so I want to give you as much information as possible. We're going to talk about what mantras are for those of you that are new to the whole idea, how you use them, some common ways that you can block yourself when you're trying to manifest, and how the angels can help you to reverse that. So let's get started. I'm just going to have you close your eyes if you're willing, everybody. Whether you're listening live or on the replay, we welcome you into our energy circle tonight. So taking a couple of deep breaths in through your nose and out through your nose. This is a yogic breath to calm the logical mind. So if you're listening, if you just got off work, or you just put the kids down for their nap, whatever the case may be, you are here right now. And the power is in the present moment. As you breathe, allow any points of tension to release. Allow your mental chatter to just step aside and pay attention to your breath. So often we hold tension in our hearts and our upper chest, and we don't even realize we're holding our breath. What is your intention for tonight's show? It might be to get some clarity. It might be to just receive a message from the angel, or to get out of your own way. Go ahead and write it down. There's power when you write things down. Beautiful. Okay, so we call in all of the angels that are wanting to support us tonight, you. And if you're new to angel work, I see it as a direct connection to source, a direct connection back to yourself. These are beings of light, and they've appeared to me in so many different forms. Some of you may have actually seen images of angels in your mind's eye, in your third eye. Others of you may be more feeling-centered like I am, and you just feel the presence, a light presence of an angelic form. Others of you may hear angels and hear whispers and voices from your higher self. And still, others of you may just know things, know that your angel is with you, even if you don't know how you know. And it's becoming more and more common for the angels to just permeate our everyday existence. They may be in the form of a helpful person or a song that comes on the radio that seems to just hit every point around what's going on in your life. Angels don't have to be this airy-fairy out there thing that's intangible. It can be very real, but they may not come to you in the form that you expect or that you've seen in pictures. Now, angel mantras, what are angel mantras and what is a mantra? Quite simply, a mantra is a power statement. It is usually a channel statement of something that you are declaring to be true. Even if it's something that's not currently in existence in your life, it is a declaration and an intentional statement that has power behind it. And the power that it has is behind the conviction of you saying it and using it. It's very different, right? If I say, I have a very strong, healthy body, versus, I have a very strong, healthy body, and I get excited and I feel the power of what I'm saying. Even if it's not true in that particular moment, it is about intention setting and planting the seed of possibility for a new reality. Now, how are mantras different than affirmations? It's a really good question. The easiest way that I can explain it is an angel mantra is really focused, right, on that that higher kind of resonance. So some of the words that you are going to hear tonight may be very, very common. You may have heard them. They may be things that you say. And others, the angels may throw in a word that just seems of a little bit of a higher caliber or just a different energetic resonance. An affirmation is a statement as well, right? But it's a lot of times it's anchored in fear. So it's anchored in something that's not really what you want, and then you take the complete opposite of it. Whereas with an angel mantra, it's not based on a fear thought. It's just based on purity of what you want. This is a really, really subtle but important difference between a mantra and an affirmation. Okay, so let's talk about manifesting and blocks and all of that jazz. So manifesting is you co-creating with the divine to bring into the material world, into our third dimensional reality, right? Physical things, objects, aligning circumstances so that an opportunity comes to you more easily. Very intentional, you know, let's say an amount of money that you want to call in, or a type of relationship. And the way that we get in our own way, right, is to try and control the outcome. So we constrict what we say we want, and we limit ourselves, sometimes without even thinking about it. We limit how the angels can come to us and in what time, right? We say it has to be by that time. Well, sometimes it may come sooner, or you may get it in a different form than you expect and then push it away. So tonight I want to share 5 angel mantras and also 5 blocks that I see that are common to manifesting when you're first learning about this stuff. Now, where is the background for this? All of the ones that I'm going to share tonight are things that I've experienced in my own life and also that my clients have struggled with and overcome to create amazing things in their lives. And I also want to touch on the piece about there's a difference, right, between ego desires that we try to manifest and soul desires that we try to manifest. An ego desire is coming from either a place of separateness or a place of fear, right, or simply a desire for, you know, an object or a situation to complete you. But you are already complete and whole. It just may be something that you want to experience. And the soul desire, right, it literally comes from way deep down. It may not be glamorous, but it's something when you think about having it or experiencing it, it brings you a warm feeling. It brings you peace in your heart and joy in your belly. And it just makes you smile and feel very aligned. So what's one soul desire that you have that you would like to ask for help from the angels to manifest and get out of your own way? Write it down. One thing that's coming, the first thing when I ask that question. Maybe it's a new home. Maybe it's more time to be with your family. Maybe it is a new relationship or a certain amount of money if you don't know what it is that you're calling in, right, it's hard. It's hard for the angels to help you. It's hard for you to recognize it when it comes, and it's hard for you to not push back. So let's go ahead and begin. The first major block, right, has to do with telling people, telling everybody about your desire, right? Not being discerning about who you share your dreams with. And so essentially, you know, your dream can be diluted and impacted energetically by people who don't share your vision or are afraid of it. And this happens a lot when we're trying to up-level our life. And so the angel mantra you can use for that first block, I surround myself with people to align with my deepest vision. I'm going to say these really slow so that you can write them down if you wish. I surround myself with people who align with my deepest vision. Beautiful. And so what can you do? You know, the action there is to limit your time with the people that you know drain you and to keep your dreams safe to your heart, right? Oftentimes when we begin to manifest, we get so excited when stuff starts to move in our lives, and we tell everybody, we tell our friends and our family, and we put it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and then it's no longer this like sacred thing, and it hasn't even fully formed. So as your spiritual coach for the evening, if you will, I'm going to encourage everybody and suggest that when you have a big desire, that you keep it to yourself for a while. Even when it starts to have wings, keep it to yourself. Contain it. It will contain the energy around it. And only share with the people that you know align with your vision and are going to be excited for you. So that's the first one. The second big block that that we encounter, I know I definitely have, is holding on to beliefs that are opposite of what you want to create. And usually these come from our early childhood between the ages of 0 and 6. Right? So think about who you were when you were 0 to 6, if you can remember. And look at the thing that you want that you wrote down at the beginning of the show. What's one belief that you had or you may have had as a child around that? So if you wrote down a certain amount of money, maybe as a child the message that you got was rich people are greedy or you should never show what you have. Right, it's better to just have enough. And that's at odds with what you really, truly desire. And so, you know, this is where working with a healer or working with moving energy is really helpful. You can kind of break any of those karmic agreements that you made at the subconscious level when you were a little girl or a little boy that are keeping you stuck. So the angel mantra for this one is, I am grateful for the gifts my family has shown me. That's part one. I am grateful for the gifts my family has shown me. And then the second part of this is, it is safe to be different than them if I choose. It is safe to be different than them if I choose. The angels love the word choose, and I'm just hearing right now from Archangel Michael. He said the power of choice is one of the biggest determinants of your, you know, your personal manifestations, because a lot of people don't want to be responsible for what they say. Right? A lot of people expect things to fall in their lap, and I'm not saying that to you at all, because if you're listening to my show, chances are quite high that you're very in tune with yourself already. Right? You know the power of your word. But sometimes, right, our family, even though we love them, they have beliefs that were embedded in us in a very young age, and we're still living them in ourselves. All right, so block number three is around your intuition, right? So a lot of times when folks start to manifest or they start to learn about manifestation, they get very excited and focus a lot of energy on the visualization, the sensation, so much so on the desire that we actually forget to take care of our physical body, right? But if you think about it, our physical body is our vessel. It is our temple for our intuition. It houses our divine voice. And the angels, working with the angels, a lot of times they'll go through your body, right? When you're sleeping, you might get a dream, or you might get an insight when you first wake up from an angel of, you know, a clue or an action to take that could move you closer to your soul desire. But we haven't taken care of the physical body, so you either don't notice it and they have to get your attention another way, or you do, but you don't believe it because you're in your head. So the way this looks like is not getting enough sleep, you know, surfing the internet. There's so much technology now that exposure to, you know, electromagnetic fields, even me doing this show, you know, I have to be really mindful of that, can zap your energy. And if you have zapped energy, how can you hear your intuition clear as a bell? It's really hard. So getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, saying no to additional requests from people that drain you physically, eating foods that you know your body really, you know, processes well and causes you to stay at a balanced state energetically. And so this angel mantra for number three is, I listen to my body's signals without delay. I listen to my body's signals without delay. And as you use these mantras, right, you can say them. I recommend saying them out loud. I recommend writing them a lot. You pick one out of, you know, I'm going to share two more of these blocks. Pick the one that kind of annoys you. That's the one where you have the most available power to you on the other side of releasing it. Okay, so number four is when we compromise our living space or our workspace and we keep objects that drag us down or keep us exactly at the level that we are at, right? So if you wrote down, I want to live in a beautiful three-bedroom house and, you know, and I want an amazing soulmate relationship, but you are in a studio, which is fine, right? And you have a closet that's crammed full with clothes that you don't wear, and there's no room for that other person to put their clothes, that perfect partner that you keep saying you want, right? And even in your studio, there's no space. There's stuff everywhere in every corner. You're at odds with what you're saying. And it's not about going out and getting a three-bedroom house right then and there. When you say the statement, that's the opposite of what I mean, is how can you create a version, right, of the lifestyle that you want in your current state? And that may mean getting rid of furniture. That may mean, you know, donating some clothes, getting a, you know, a divider, whatever you need to do to feel like that space is bigger. And also having space for somebody to come in. That's why the art of feng shui is so powerful, or can be very powerful. It's a way to create space, not only physically, but energetically. And as we know, manifestation is an inside job first. The angels and the universe follow our energy. They don't always follow our ego. So the angel mantra for this one is, I choose to live and work in a space that supports my vision. I choose to live and work in a space that supports my vision. We have somebody do this one, and they actually hired a house cleaner. It was really weird because they weren't used to having somebody in their space, and all the dirt was getting, you know, brought up to the surface, literally to be seen. And stuff got stirred up emotionally for them, but it was a temporary thing, right? So often we are afraid of changing our space because we're afraid of what may come up. But on the other side of that is an opportunity to heal, is an opportunity to a more aligned version of yourself. So just remember that temporary discomfort for long-term happiness may be in order for you. And finally, the fifth one, and probably the most tricky to deal with, is how are you receiving, right? We talk a lot about giving to other people, which is amazing and absolutely important for manifesting. You may have heard the phrase, ask and you shall receive. I read somewhere, not my quote, give and you shall receive. But here's the thing. Most people don't really focus on the receiving at all. So how we receive is our barometer for how worthy we feel and how much we value ourselves. And sometimes we may not like receiving because of a feeling that we have to balance the scales or we have to give right away or we're just not worthy to receive. And so a big point about manifesting is raising your deservingness, raising your worthiness around yourself. Because if you don't think you're worth it, it may come to you and you may push it away. With men and women that want relationships. And a relationship shows up, a worthy partner shows up, and what do? We start pinpointing every reason why it won't work, or start nitpicking at why they're not tall enough, or skinny enough, or smart enough. When really we may just be terrified of having someone really see you. So the mantra for this one is it is becoming easier every day for me to receive. It is becoming easier every day for me to receive. So I'm going to say all these again, the mantras again. And I want you to just tune into your own intuition. Which one is hitting home with you right now that you could experiment with for the next couple of weeks? We've got the full moon coming up on Saturday. It's a great time to release and to start putting new energetic beliefs into place. All right, so let's start at the beginning. Number one, I surround myself with people who align with my vision. Number two, I am grateful for gifts my family has shown me, and it's safe to be different than them if I choose. Number three, I listen to my body's signals without delay. Number four, I choose to live and work in a space that supports my vision. And finally, it is becoming easier every day for me to receive. I am open. So there you have it, my dear listeners. Five angel mantras that you can use to move closer to becoming a manifestation, joy-filled magnet. I would love to take any questions that you have. You're welcome to just press 1 on your phone. And the number to call in is 657-383. Want to give a shout out. If you are not on the newsletter, I would love to have you as part of my online family. You'll receive a free gift But it's all about manifesting. It is the top five ways that we block miracles, magic, love, money, and more. And you'll get it absolutely free, but you just need to pop in your email at the website, which is my name, DianaDorell.com. And also, for those of you that are healers or know that you are here to work with energy and you're curious about Reiki, I have a Reiki 1 class coming up online on September 7th. And all the information can be found at angelreikirenewal.com. Or you're welcome to send me a message from my other site as well. So I just want to take a minute and say thank you for tuning in today. I hope that that the information was helpful and that you start experimenting with mantras to see how they can really change your life and raise your vibration. Because they're really rooted in the whole concept of faith, right? Of taking all of the wonderful tools that you have and then saying, okay, Spirit, I'm going to just let you show me the next step. I'm going to consciously get out of my own way, and I'm going to set this intention. And when you set that intention using the mantra, watch out. You may be, you know, shown where in your life you need to make some significant changes in order to be a magnet for what you're asking. I've seen clients change, you know, their wardrobe or move furniture around or leave their job. And it really requires full commitment to what you say that you want. And finally, you can also ask the angels to purify your desires. So if they are coming from the ego, you say, you know, help me turn these into soul desires. Help me hear my soul desire and help me have the courage to let this go if this is an ego one. Because an ego desire is something that you can get, but you can also lose really fast. You know, we have so many stories of people like that, right? They notice that these big, great things, but it's not really from a truly aligned place, and so they lose it. But the good news is that our minds are very powerful, and you do have spiritual support to really purify that. So again, thank you so much for listening. Tune in every Thursday at 5 o'clock Pacific for the Dancing Goddess Show to help you really dance your way to a 5-star life where you're aligned with your soul's purpose. You have amazing relationships that uplift you, and most of all, you love yourself. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful, beautiful night.